Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, April 13th of 2021. And I'm just so glad you could join us wherever you may be tuning in from. However you found this program, I'm just so grateful that you made the determination to tune in tonight. Like I said, however you found us, I'm just glad that you tuned in tonight, wherever you found us from. And really means a lot to me when you listeners tune into the broadcast here. And I know And I'm just thankful that you've tuned in no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, what country, whatever state. Maybe you're outside in your garden. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're at work, wherever you're at. And I'm just so thankful that you have tuned in. And I just am thankful for all of you for tuning in. Yes, I am, because it really and what I'm after is not just more listeners tuning into the broadcast. What I'm after is changed lives, people giving their lives to Jesus, people who were unsaved, giving their lives to Jesus. People who were sick or depressed being healed and made whole and having the joy of the Lord. I want to see lives transformed. Praise God. That's why I bring you this broadcast all the time. Yes, we talk about sports on here. Yes, I like to talk about different things that are going on. Yes, I love to be funny and stuff, but ultimately it's about Jesus. That's why we call this the Miracle Man Show. Exactly why we call it the Miracle Man Show, because we know that Jesus is the Lord of Miracles. It's not even something we have to think about. We know what the Word of God says about it. At least I know. Prayerfully, you listeners know. And my hope is that you actually read your Bibles. I had a pastor who came into my church about two and a half years ago. He told us that he asked his congregation. He said, by the show of hands, how many of you actually read your Bibles? Less than half the hands went up. So he did this in our church. How many of you read your Bibles? Many more than not of our hands went up. Most of our hands went up. Most of our hands went up. That's what I said. Most of our hands went up. And I'm grateful to God for that. Obviously, I'm not a pastor, but, you know. So, my hope is that you listeners actually read your Bible. And don't just claim that you read your Bible. Claim that you're spirit-filled. Claim that you're, you know. My hope is that you're actually reading your Bible. Amen. Amen. That's my honest truth. But I honestly hope that you listeners are actually reading, because we used to sing this song at children's church, in my church, when I was little. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. They made it clear to us that it was from a young age that it was important to us. I mean, that it was important for us that we read our Bible and pray daily. Yes. So. So that's part of having a good relationship with God. Because obviously if you're going to have a spirit man, you got, you know, if you're going to claim to be a Christian, you got to feed your spirit man. You got to feed that spirit man of yours. You got to feed it. Got to nurture it. Just like we have to nurture our bellies. Excuse me, feed our bellies. And we need to drink water and other things. And for you, preacher man, maybe some Dr. Pepper. Maybe someday, preacher man, you'll switch over to the Coca-Cola camp, but Dr. Pepper is not a bad choice. I do have to say, preacher man, in my mind, my Coca-Cola is so much better than your Dr. Pepper. In my mind, Coca-Cola goes up to bat. And you got a couple base runners on base. Coca-Cola swings the bat. Oh, come on, telemarketer. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. all telemarketers. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't. Nope. No. Nope. Sorry about that. But, so Coca-Cola's up to bat. And a couple of runners on base. And Coca-Cola hits a big home run long ways out of that ballpark. Dr. Pepper, he just gets a single, a walk, something like that. He just gets a single or a walk. Gets on base some. Maybe he gets sent home, but when he bats, he doesn't hit the home runs like Coca-Cola does. Batting percentage, Coke bats at like 1,000. Dr. Pepper bats at like 450. Maybe 550. Pepsi, though, not good. Needless to say, this portion of the show is brought to you by Coca-Cola, which you can get from a host of major restaurants and retailers. Including your local Sonic Drive-In, if you're fortunate to have one. And you can try it with add-on flavors like cherry, vanilla, which is my go-to is vanilla, or chocolate. I haven't had it in me to try the chocolate Coke yet because I don't want to have to send it back to the drive-thru because I didn't like it. That's why up here I wish it was like in Texas where they have them in the malls as well as outside. Because then I know, at least I would strongly believe, that they would replace it with the one that I do like, which my favorite is vanilla Coca-Cola. And from 2 to 4 p.m. at your local Sonic, you can get a half price drink. And I will say, honestly, I wish we had a Sonic in this town because they also have very good corn dogs. And you want to know another good fair food they have? Deep fried Oreos. Yep, deep fried Oreos, which truly are very good. If you haven't ever tried them and you like fair food like that, you need to try them because it'll just get down there in your taste buds and have you wanting more. Those things really are delicious. You can pick one up at your local Sonic. And one of the things I have to say about Texas, one of the things I love about Texas is that Sonic is essentially a way of life down there. You say, Miracle Man, what do you mean? What I mean is they only have 200 less Sonics in Texas than what they have McDonald's. 200 less, that's it. That's it. So in other words, they have over 900 Sonics. We only have like 20. And I have to say, I would probably, if there was a Sonic right next, I'd almost want to throw some of their corn dogs in my freezer. You say, why theirs are not the store-bought ones? Because they use a good breading on them. You feel like the store-bought ones aren't the same, Z, Anna, are they? And like I said, there has to be, me and Herb were talking about this. There has to be a place to find these foot-long corn dogs. That's not the fair. Hashtag I wish. Yeah, I think I'll just wait for the fair because I hope they'll do it this year because if you always get them everywhere else that has them, then it doesn't give you the same looking forward to eat it at the fair. And, of course, part of why you go to the fair is for the food. Not saying all of, I said part of. Of course, I truly love to ride the rides, too. But next for me after the rides is good food. And I wish they had an all-you-can-eat fair food package for the week at some of these fairs. Don't you?
Yeah, that'd be super nice.
You know, like just for like, say, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, you get, for the whole week, you get all the fair food you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like from various. What do you think of vinegar fries?
Of what fries?
Vinegar fries. Good or like you need them in your life? Amen, me too. Amen, me too. But I purposely, so that I really want them at the fair, if I go to a restaurant and they have them, especially if it were one I would go to all the time or something, I would strictly limit how often I put the vinegar on there. You know?
Yeah.
Well, especially if it's real close to fair time, because that way I actually want the fair fries, and I'm actually to where I'll just spend the money on them and not feel all that bad about them because I want them that much.
Right.
So where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna eat these fries. They're delicious. One of the vendors at the fair has tater tots. I forgot whether they did the heaps or not, because I was just at Sonic today. We had something we had to do somewhere. We stopped out of Sonic nearby, and they honestly gave the biggest portion of tater tots that I've had. The biggest portion of tater tots that I've had. I was impressed because usually a lot of places will have tater tots. They don't always give the biggest portions. Wait a minute, Z, what happened?
Nothing happened.
You were just saying. Anywho, like I was saying though, listeners, yeah, they really are You know, when you go to a Sonic, the two bad things I will say is they didn't have the popcorn shrimp that they wanted, nor did they have a slushy machine that worked. But for me, listeners, when I get a slushy or slippy, I need it carbonated. If I can't trust that it's going to be carbonated, I'm not going to drink it. I don't know. I just prefer that it has carbonation in it. It's just me. All right. Now leaving the food alone. Yes. Because after all, I don't want any of your stomachs to be growling during the show. And though I might have ate before the show, that doesn't mean that you did. And I'm glad that I can't hear all your bellies growling if you didn't eat first. Just messing. And the reason I like to say funny stuff and that, and even laugh a bit and stuff, is because you always will learn to laugh. And you need the joy of the Lord in your life. And I know it says in the Bible, God has, I've heard it, where God has a sense of humor. Though the way he may show it may be different from like you or I may. The truth is he has a sense of humor. But that telemarketer a few minutes ago, I don't know. For all I know, maybe that was Dr. Fauci. Or who? Oh, man. I don't know. You know. All right. Now, before we get into the meat of the night, couple things I want to remind you of. Number one, I want you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that's rivers with an I, riversofmiracles.com. When you go to that website, Rivers of Miracles is the name of the book that my mother wrote about me. It's the story of a God my mom could not see, she strongly believed in. Talks about the trials that I went through up to the age of 30. And especially when I was very little, there were many trials. And I've touched on them here and there. I've shared my testimony here and there. We'll do it again. But I want you to read the book so you can truly understand it. And if I just spent all my time just telling you everything, what incentive would you have to buy the book? I want you to buy the book. Read it for yourself. And my hope is that when you read this book, it'll make you truly grateful. It'll make you understand things like what I faced and everything else. Praise God. And if you're local here in the Midland, Michigan area, you can go to the Grace A. Dowell Memorial Library and check out the book. Or you can order the book on Amazon. We're believing God to sell many books. Because God had us do that for a reason. And I want that book to minister to people. I want to see that book going into a lot more hands. I do. The other thing I want to remind you, actually there was three things. Thing number two I want to remind you is the PayPal. I now have a PayPal. You can go online to PayPal. In the search, you will type in Rivers Shukla. This time, it'll be Rivers with an R-Y-V-E-R-S, unlike the Rivers of Miracle website. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. There is a space in between Rivers and Shukla when you're on the PayPal. And you can give as you feel led. And then if God doesn't give you a certain amount to give, and maybe you've given a time or two or three before, and you just want to just give to spite the devil at 3 a.m., then go on, do it. Sow a seed. And I'll continue to believe God with you for your blessing. Because if you sow a seed, when you sow a seed, especially a large seed, if you sow a large seed, there has to be something you're sowing it towards. Like, what are you believing for? And it doesn't have to be something money can buy either. Could be for your healing. For whatever it is that you believe in God for. Maybe you're sow a seed towards your prodigal coming home. You know? And the verse I'm standing on tonight is, my God is able to make all things toward me. Actually, let me use one that makes a little more sense. And that is, he who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He'll still reap. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap. You still reap whether you sow sparingly or bountifully. But if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. And remember that God looks upon the heart. The heart. not specifically the amount of dollars. You want to look at the percent rather than the amount of dollars you gave. Amen. And I want to see you blessed. I want to see you prosper. I do. Amen. And this thing is really on me right now about me wanting you listeners blessed. Because this is a year where the wealth of the riches, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I strongly believe that. Amen. Amen. Now, the plan for tonight is I'm going to sing a few songs. Then we're going to open the Word of God, continue on in the Book of Psalms. And then after that, a quick update to give you on the Tigers from yesterday. All right. Like I said, though, and I want to encourage you listeners, whatever I do here, you do there. I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. I study the Bible, you study along. Praise God. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, you have your mercy for me every day, your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. The castle was far too wide, and I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. You stay the same. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. Your love never fails. Oh. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Oh, thank you, Lord. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise. Arise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save like your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save like your name. thank you, Lord. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save. Nothing has the power. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I'll lay it all down again. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, lead me back to you. Lord, lead me back to you, Lord. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all. Help me know you are near. Oh, Lord, draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. Yes, you are. No one else will do. Oh, nothing else will take your place. Than to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Lead me back to you. Lord, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. You're all I want. me know you are near. You're all I want. Oh, you're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Oh, help me know you are near. Help me know you are near. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us. We worship you this evening for who you are. You are what we want. You are what we need. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are near. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. If you, Lord, and we know, Lord Jesus, that if you are for us, who can stand against us? Who can stand against us? Nobody. Not when you are for us. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our midst. I thank you, Lord God, for these listeners tonight, that they've tuned in with a heart that is receptive, ears that are ready to hear, and a mind that is ready to receive the Word of God without being distracted. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you reveal yourself to us. And you show us things that we may not know about you as we study your holy word this evening. And I make my confession over this program tonight, listeners. Lord Jesus, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a religious book to me, more than a storybook to me, and more than a religious book to me, and more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Psalm 133. Praise God, Psalm 133. We're getting close to the end of the book of Psalms. We're going to 133. Amen. Amen. I'm going to begin reading, and you can catch up. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil that is poured out on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, excuse me, running down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling upon Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. That was a short one. 134, also a short one. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Psalm number 135. By the way, listeners, I will be coming back to 134 to talk about it. I will be. 135. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas, in all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain, and he brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of men and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants, many nations, and he killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and his compassion on his servants. The idols of the nation are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. Nor is their breath in their mouths. And those who make them will be just like them. And so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, Praise the Lord, the house, you house of Aaron. Praise the Lord, O house of Levi. Praise the Lord, you who fear him. Praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Here's 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. No, by the way, listeners, no, I'm not a broken record. I'm reading the word. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. No, not the love of the sun by any means. No. To the Lord who made the sun, the Lord, God's love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and he gave their land as an inheritance. An inheritance to his servant Israel, to the one who remembered us in our low estate, in state, his love endures forever. And he freed us from our enemies. His love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. 137. To the rivers of Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There, on the pillars, we hung our harps. For there, our captors asked us for songs. Their tormentors demanded songs of joy. And they said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down by its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, known in the destruction, happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us. He who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. 138, and this will be the last one of the evening. This is a Psalm of David. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the quote and quotation mark gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted, and for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me, and you made me bold, stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life, and you stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Amen. Let's go back to 133. Talks about how good it is when brothers live together in unity. Talks about how it's like precious oil that's poured on the head and on the beard, falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. 134. Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Stand in the house of the Lord. In your Bible, if you stand, 42 verses for what you're doing. You're standing in the house of the Lord. If you're standing, 42 verses. All right. There are two verses for sitting. Two verses for sitting. Two. One of them is vague. What I was doing, there's 42 in the Bible for what I'm doing now. Two verses, one is vague. There's all kinds of verses for kneeling. No, not during the national anthem. Forget about that. Kneeling before the Lord. There are verses for whirling, dancing, and all that kind of stuff. But there's only two for sitting. Nothing wrong with it. Just say it. By the way, I've heard this from Dr. Barclay, my pastor. Back to 134 again. Write down. You are blessed. Those of you who serve in the house of the Lord are blessed. Those who serve in the house of the Lord are blessed. That you can write down in your notes. Note two. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Not with doubt and unbelief. I mean, not with wrath, but with love for the Lord. The first verse or two is basically a repeat of part of 134. You're blessed if you serve in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise, for that is pleasant. The Lord has chosen to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. You can write this down for number one of 135. Verse 6. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth and in the seas and in all their depths. What's this mean? God does what pleases him wherever it pleases him. That's our God. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth, and he sends lightning with the rain, brings out the wind from his storehouses. Sometimes I wish it was more selective when it was going to rain. Don't you? I wish. Like in the summertime when I'm trying to go to the pool during the middle of the day, especially if it's on a day that they actually say sunny, high of 87 or 88, and so I hope the pool is just going to be extra jamming, you know. Out the wind of the storehouses. Verse 8. He struck down the first, but he didn't do against Pharaoh and all his servants, and he struck down inheritance. For the Lord vindicates his people, his position on the servants. Idols of the nation of silver and gold. And then it talks about how idols have ears they can't hear, eyes they can't see, mouth, but they can't speak. Those who make them will be like them. And so will all who trust them. O house of Israel, praise the Lord. O house of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Zion. 136. At the end of every verse in this one, it says his love endures forever, in case you didn't know it, in case you didn't notice. For this one, or talks about certain things he did. I can have you write them down. Certain things that he did. Not going to give you all reversed. I'm just going to give you select ones. Start with number one. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Write it down this way. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Number one, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Lord of lords, God of gods, that's the same one. Number two, the Lord does great wonders. Number three, by his understanding, the Lord made the heavens. And he spread out the earth among the waters. That's number three. The Lord made the great lights, sun to govern the day, and the moon to govern the night. Number five, he brought Israel out from among them. Number six, the Lord has a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Number seven, the Lord parted the Red Sea. And he parted the Red Sea and brought Israel through the midst of it. But he swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. That's number seven. So for number seven, he parted the Red Sea, let Israel across, but he swept Pharaoh and his army into their sea. Number eight, he led his people through the desert. And those are the big ones. Oh, nope. Couple more. Verse 22. Excuse me. Actually, verse 23, excuse me. The Lord remembered us in our low estate, and as part of eight, he also freed us from our enemies. give thanks to the Lord of heaven and his earth. And you see all these great things that God did. And all of them, his love endures forever. His love, the love of the Lord endures forever. It doesn't die after a certain date. It doesn't have an expiration date. Uh-uh. Never expires. Sat and wept on them. If it was me, huh? If I forget you all, O Jerusalem, may my hand not forget. That skeleton of Jerusalem, I do remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day. Babylon, destruction. Happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us. He who seizes him against the rocks. 138. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple. I will praise you through your love and your faithfulness. You are exalted above all things. Your name, your word, says, when I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. There's 2 points I want you to write for number 38. Number one, even though I walk in the midst of trouble, oh, do we have a lot of trouble today, listeners, or what? Yep. Even though I walk through the midst of trouble, the Lord preserves my life. And he stretches out his hand against the anger of your foes. Stretches out his hands against the anger of his foes. You saved me. And saves us. Number two. The Lord fulfills, he will fulfill his purpose for us. Amen. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for us. He has. The Lord has a purpose for us. Amen. I'm glad. The Lord has a purpose for us. Now, in the next couple of times we meet, we will be finishing up the book of Psalms. Then after that, we'll go into the book of Proverbs. Truly enjoy Proverbs as well. And we get talking about some things on wisdom. And I'll be having you write some things down about wisdom. I want you to have a list of things from Psalms and Proverbs. Golden verses that you can turn to. And amen. So Jesus, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word on the inside of us, that we would put this word to use in our lives, that we realize who you really are to us, what you mean, that what you are for us. You are our strength. You are our shield. You are where our help comes from. And I just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are, everything that you mean, everything that you're you've done, everything you're going to do. And I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Tigers last night got a nice one over the Astros, 4-1. And Casey Mize, the player who was drafted overall number one in the MLB draft, he actually had a very good game last night. 7 shutout innings. 7 of them. In fact, in 3 of the innings, he retired the Astros in order. Retired them in order. And he had a nice, like I said, he had a nice outing. 7 outings. 7. Yeah, he had a good 7 innings. Now he had only had 2 strikeouts, but other than that, he was just brilliant. And now, as a Tigers fan, I'm grateful that we have Mize. And I expect that he will continue to get better and better and better as a pitcher. I think he can be a great pitcher, hopefully staying as a Tiger. And we had the help of Badu last night as he hit another home run. Tonight, the Tigers did snap a 4-game losing skid. They'll try again tonight in Houston, also known by me as Houston. At 8:10, you can listen to the broadcast locally on AM 790 WSGW, FM 97.7 Sunny FM, and 104.9 FM WQBX. Everywhere else. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.